From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The GW football team is preparing for the start of the 2025 season. The biggest question for the Eagles is who will be the team's starting quarterback. Junior Octavian Covington and sophomore Josiah Saunders are currently battling for the position. GW head coach Nick Anderson tells us what he's seen in the QB battle.
You know, Octavian, he brings a lot of experience to the table. He knows our offense really well. He's been running it for 2 years. On the JV level, and he doesn't make a mistake most of the time when you're talking about assignments, and then we have Josiah Saunders. You look at him and he looks like he could possibly be a recruitable kid at multiple positions. Very athletic, tall, fast, strong, and he's got a good arm. But where he lacks is his experience. He has not played quarterback. He got hurt last year, was out for the majority of the season.
GW will play Gretna in a benefit game on August 22nd and then open the regular season on August 29th on the road at Reidsville. Danville native Peyton Sellers finished top three in both races at South Boston on Saturday night. Sellers came in second in the first race, finishing less than a second behind Trevor Ward. In the second race, Sellers finished in third place as 14-year-old Darren Krantz Jr. won the race. Danville native Blake Stallings finished in fourth place in both races. Racing will return to South Boston on August 23rd. In NASCAR, Shane Van Gisbergen picked up his fourth road win of the season. Christopher Bell, Chris Buescher, William Byron, and Chase Briscoe finished 2 through 5, while Ryan Blaney, Daniel Suarez, Bubba Wallace, Tyler Reddick, and Ross Chastain finished 6 through 10. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.